Jack Shell's last work prior to his passing was an opus in seven parts to represent the energy of the seven great nations of Rendaraya, which was an epic story created and illustrated by J.L. Draco. We'll use some of these compositions as background to tell the Jack Shell story. Playing here is Great Nations. Jack Shell and I, John Kasangian, met in May 1983. He was 23 and I was 36. It wasn't long before we recognized the fact that we were soulmates who had been together numerous times during previous lives. Prior to his passing from this earth plane on June 10 of 2018, we discussed this knowledge and concluded this occasion was simply a goodbye until we see each other in the next life. We had 35 glorious years together where we operated as one. Together, we were and continue to be very spiritually connected. And now all the pieces of Jack's divine plan are making sense to me. Our life events took us to the locations where we met those special people who would mentor Jack's music. Jack's mission in this life was to learn music composition so that he could create and perform his symphonies instantaneously. Jack's music compositions had healing qualities to them that made listeners simply feel better. The Angelic Hierarchy Orchestra had been monitoring Jack's progress while on Earth ever since he was a child. We've had confirmations of such when during the recording of Ageless Music, they appeared and played a song through Jack. That song Jack named Israfel after the Archangel of Music. That was 1994. Since Jack passed, he has communicated messages back to us that he's thrilled to have been assigned an opportunity in the 14th dimension where he is creating his music with the Angelic Hierarchy Orchestra. No matter where Jack played the grand piano, angels would flock into the room. People remarked they were overwhelmed at one of Jack's CD signings during a Barnes & Noble signing in Las Vegas in 97. At our home in Lake Tahoe in 95, which was set against the National Forest at 8,000 foot elevation, the forest creatures, deer, bear, rabbits, wolves, Indian spirits, would assemble around the house. Portland, during the years 2000 and 2004, when Jack played the grand, the birds chirped and sang along when he played. Jack's music was magical, fun, and unassuming, just like he was. Jack also had wit and the ability to reduce the paragraphs of my massive information into one simple, straightforward zinger of a line. He did that with his music as well. Jack never had any formal training in music. He took piano and clarinet lessons as a child, but always wanted to play drums. He was a natural percussionist, always pounding out rhythms whenever and wherever he could. He could pick up any instrument and get sounds out of it. He had an innate ability to create the symphonies that he heard in his head into unfettered musical compositions that were quite unique to the music world. Buddy Guy, who saw Jack playing in the San Diego Gaslamp District in 94, said, "You just keep playing what you're doing, Jack." In 85, we both went to work at Lawrence Welk Resort, yes, the band leader. And although we were in sales, Jack had exposure to members of the Welk Band, where he gleaned his musical knowledge, mostly from Ken Dillo, a singer on the show, and Roberta Lynn, Lawrence Welk's first champagne lady. Jack and Roberta were just hot when they would alternately jam on the drums and vibraphone. It was fun to watch them play. While at Welk, he was tutored in the history of jazz by Bob Dohanian, who mentored Jack's musical exposure to the greats, including Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Bill Evans, and others. Bob D. had known them all. Jack listened to those albums for understanding. Jack had perfect pitch, and he used it to figure out what these jazz greats were doing. But he never copied them. He took it all in and out came his versions that were sometimes easily identifiable and sometimes not. However, they were all good, fresh, and enjoyable tunes. And all uniquely Jack, hence his moniker Jack Shell, the Sound Weaver. Jack purchased an acoustic Gretsch Drumsett with his first timeshare sales commission in 1987, and soon followed that up with the purchase of an Atari computer, so he could somehow produce sheet music versions of his compositions. And there, with Ivar Antonsen's oversight, Jack began his digital music program odyssey that culminated with Pro Tools and Cubase. Jack always preferred to use Cubase as his music composition software.